nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, April 27th, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host, and it's a fabulous morning here on Backstage. I'm joined by two of my favorite guests here on the show, and we're going to be talking all about Sweet Surrender, the upcoming farce comedy play at Phoenix Stage Company. Which you never go wrong with Phoenix Stage Company. We're going to be talking all about it here on Backstage this morning. I'm joined by the director of the show, Mr. Ed Bassett, and one of the star performers of the show, Mr. Tim Phillips. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Wow, you got billing.
Got a
star billing.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know.
When he said favorite, I had to look backstage. I was like, wait, you got somebody else coming on there? It must be the second half of the show.
Yeah.
It's great to be back, Eric.
It's good to have you guys here. We were just talking that it's been a hot second since you were here.
It has. It's been a minute.
Since the holiday show.
Every time we think we get banned from the radio.
Yeah, they bring
us
back.
They bring us back, yeah.
Or was it that nobody else from
I hesitantly type in the email, Tim and I will be coming.
And that brightened my day, I have to say.
Aww.
It's always a good time when you guys are on. We laugh through it. We talk about all the great stuff that Phoenix is doing. And hopefully we get some people interested in coming out to see the show. So,
well,
indeed.
That's the idea.
Yeah, that is the goal.
Indeed.
It's called Sweet Surrender, a Farce. And it's opening at Phoenix Stage on the 4th, I believe.
It is.
A week.
One week from today.
Yeah.
And, we got a lot of work to do.
And you're running through the 18th, I believe.
We are. Yes.
Like.
Yep. Okay. Fridays and Saturdays at 8 o'clock and Sundays at 3 o'clock.
And tickets are available online at phoenixstagecompany.org. But I think there's a box office number they can call.
There is. It's 860-417-2505.
There you go.
I should really write that down.
Tim, how is it you haven't memorized that? But
because I don't have to.
That's fair.
Because he does it for me. I have enough trouble remembering lines. It's been over a year since I've been on stage.
Has it been that long?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So the brain is not as supple as it used to be. But, yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there. We find new ways, right, Eric?
Yeah.
We find new ways to learn our lines.
Everyone is doing fine. It is a really great show. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be happier
with it. We have some
it.
New people.
Yeah,
it's,
we do.
It's great.
Yeah, but we have some of the, you know, core people of the mm-hmm. region, you know. Lucia
yeah.
Dressel came back.
Because
we did this show when we were in Naugatuck in our small theater.
Okay.
I don't know how, though. How did we get all those doors on
no
that
idea,
stage?
I have no idea, because there's four doors
and a balcony. So
oh, wow.
it must have been really tight there. but so she's reprising her role, and John Fabiani is back as her secretary, Mr. Pippet.
Oh,
yes.
And Mr. Boodles, the dog, is coming back.
The dog is back, yeah.
Is back, yeah.
Same dog?
Yep. Same dog.
Wow.
Yeah, well, get him out of the closet. And
it's a toy.
Brought him back.
Oh, okay.
He wanted a live dog.
I did. I wanted to have dog auditions, but since the dog is... Oh, I can't say it. I'm not going to say anything.
The dog has a mishap.
Yes, so we can't
mishap.
Do anything.
A
yes.
mishap. Yes.
And yeah, and
it would not have gone over well.
Heather Graham is
rated.
Back reprising her role as
yep.
Murphy, and this time Chrissy Flynn joins the
okay.
cast
as the other diva.
As the other diva, and Logan Zerlot is back. He was just in Farce of Habit for us.
Oh, yes,
he
yes,
was
yes,
new
yes.
for us there. And we have a new actor.
Brand new actor.
Yes, Benjamin Alas.
Mm-hmm.
He plays the other Bell Hop.
Mm-hmm.
And Missy Cowan plays Mrs. Everett P. Osgood.
Osgood, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a really great cast.
It's a door slammer kind of show.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it's a farce, then absolutely.
This
people
is
coming
the,
in,
yeah,
leaving.
Yeah, yeah. The instant.
It's a play with music. There is singing involved.
Ooh.
Yes. Well, they are divas.
They are divas.
As one would expect.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it takes place in 1942.
Okay.
Pretty much the start of the Second World War, and it's mm-hmm. they're there to have a benefit to raise money for the
USO.
The USO.
Ah.
It's a USO benefit.
But okay. The idea is these are two top name divas
who hate each other,
who absolutely 100% hate each other, and they accidentally find themselves in the same suite.
Oh.
Hence the door slamming.
But they don't know it. Their staff is trying to keep them apart. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a really great show.
It's funny. It has a lot of funny lines in it. A lot of funny action in it. Mm-hmm. John Fabiani likes to, he goes out of his way to make sure I laugh on stage. I am his Harvey Korman.
Okay, and he's the Tim
he's
Conway?
He's the Tim Conway, yeah. Oh.
It's a really, really good show. We're actually going to get doors today and hang them.
Oh,
yes, because we got to have doors. You can't have door slammer without doors.
I really despise hanging doors on stage.
Yeah.
They never go right for me. I have trouble with that.
It's not easy anywhere, you know.
No.
Yeah.
Master carpenters can have trouble with it, so.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we'll find out today, won't we?
Yeah, we will.
Speaking of master carpenters.
Yes.
Hey, you know, I thought of a way. So we just had Give Local, and we did a big podcast. We were on for 2 hours. Sorry, everyone who suffered through that.
Yes.
And it was National Pig in a Blanket Day that
Yes, it
day.
Was.
Uh-oh.
So my jokes were all about pigs.
Do you remember any of them?
I do, and I was able to adjust one to this show.
Oh, what's that? What's Ooh. That?
How is a pig's tail and this radio show alike?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. How are a pig's tail and this radio show alike?
They're both twirly.
I get it. Twirly.
I know you're laughing, Bonnie Mazzaferro. I just know it out there.
I know Laurie's shaking her head at
me. Yeah.
I'm chuckling.
Bonnie's laughing because she loves me.
It took a second, but I got it.
Yeah, there were a few others.
Yeah.
Some of them not quite safe for the radio. But.
Excuse me. are we gonna record a promo here today? Yeah, we should record a promo.
Right now?
Yeah, why not?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, run it. Yeah, let me get this.
This is live radio.
You keep talking there.
This was not anticipated. So
I'm curious to know what kind of music you picked today. Did you pick music from Hotel?
I did. I got Grand Hotel. Something from Sunset Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
Diva, you know, kind of a thing. Something from City of Angels, the tennis song.
According
to your website, there's a lot of entendres and innuendos.
There is.
Oh, I can't get you. How do you do that?
Uh-oh.
You have to have long arms because you do this.
If only you could...
Squish in.
I moved the microphone over here. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
No, you just... You're...
What?
If you want a microphone, you can go to this one. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my... Hey, everybody.
Hey, welcome to Take Flight Live with Phoenix Stage Company. And we're right now on the air at WZBG.
We're promoting Sweet Surrender. It opens at the theater May 4th and runs through the 18th.
And Eric's really excited about it, isn't he?
He really is.
I'm so excited.
So come and see Sweet Surrender.
Yay!
Call the box office, 860-417-2505.
That happened.
That was great.
There you go.
That worked out good.
That was I've been here 6 years. This is the first time I've ever had a promo recorded live during the broadcast. So, good times.
Hear the phone's ringing from the FCC now.
Yeah, so, and, you know, we have a show on Mother's Day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to have mimosas for all of our moms.
Mimosas. Ooh, very nice.
Yeah, so you come in, you know.
Do those go well with popcorn?
They do.
They do.
Yeah.
It goes well with laughing, too.
Well, that everything goes well with laughing.
Yes.
But for me, it's always the popcorn is so good.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing when people walk in.
It is definitely our trademark.
Yeah, they walk in and they smell it right away. So.
You know, it seems like when we go over budgets and we go over where, you know, we've lost a little bit of money, should we think about the popcorn? No.
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 No. You don't even think about it.
It's our thing.
Yeah.
And to think that when we opened in Naugatuck, mm-hmm. when Agnes and Sharon and I were sitting down and we were like, we're going to give free stuff just when they walk in, and we were considering cupcakes.
Oh, and Sharon is a master.
A master,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
And then we thought, frosting, theater seats, carpet. Yeah. No.
If there's kids there.
Let's do popcorn.
Popcorn, easy.
And you had just gotten that popcorn machine, too.
Yes.
Back in the other place. And we rescued it, and because you guys bought it anyway. I think.
No, what happened was Sharon and I both worked at a video store in town back in the day of VHS tapes.
Remember
Shout
those
out
days.
To the video stores.
It was called Age of Video.
Oh.
We both worked at those stores,
and they had popcorn.
And they had a popcorn machine that they were gonna throw out, and we were like, "We'll rescue it," and we brought it down to the theater,
and it became our thing.
There you go. And is it the same machine now?
Oh, no. Oh, no. That one died. Oh, my gosh.
It's been 14 years. So
yeah, that one died, and we had to buy a new one. And it It's really great.
Yep.
It is.
And we just had to buy a new coffee maker because that died as well.
Yeah, we wore that out.
Yeah, we just wear things out.
But which, every now and then, I like to be, when I'm not in the show, I like to be the popcorn ambassador.
Okay.
And I really, it's like walking through City Field with, you know, get your popcorn. Yeah. And I'd try to make a big deal out of it. And inevitably, every show, there's always that person that's never been there before. Like, and how much is the popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely free. It's free. It's endless.
It's gluten-free. And it's kosher.
There you go.
We got everything covered.
And delicious. And you don't, I mean, you know, you go to the movie theater and you can put the artificial butter topping on.
Yeah.
But you don't do anything to the popcorn. No, it's just naturally good.
Well, ours is made with love.
It is. True. It's made with love.
Oh, somebody's texting me.
Yeah.
That's Lori saying, "Why don't you get back to the business there? Why are you doing promos?"
You never know. Yeah. We're talking officially about Sweet Surrender,
yeah,
which is coming to Phoenix Stage Company, opening May 4th and running through, I wish I could remember things, the 18th.
May 18th.
There we go.
Yep.
At least I got the opening date right.
That's important to us, too.
And tickets are on sale at phoenixstagecompany.org or by calling the box office.
860-417-2505.
And here's a little scoop just for your listeners.
Oh.
If you're listening and you go online to buy tickets, you can get the cast and crew discount.
What?
Yes.
How do they do that?
By using the code Mr. Boodles. Capital M, small r, capital B, O-O-D-L-E-S. No spaces. And you put it in, you'll pick the date on your screen, and at the top of that screen, there's a little place for a code. You type in Mr. Boodles, capital M, capital B, all the rest of them are small letters, and you can get your ticket for $20.
What was that code again, Ed?
Mr. Boodles, capital M, capital B, small letters for the rest, no spaces.
There you go.
It's the name of the dog.
Does that work if they call?
Yes, they can call me and I can do it as well.
And then what do they have to do? Go, Mr. Boodles.
Well, no, because I'll just hang up. That's a little weird. I'll think I'm being stalked or something. No, they can just say, "Hey, I was listening.
I heard that thing, and there was something about a dog."
And yeah. I can't quite remember the code, but yeah, okay, I'll give it to you.
That's the kind of service you get over at Phoenix Stage Company, folks. Everybody's a friend of the theater. This is how it works.
Yeah.
Why don't we give ourselves a little break? Maybe give the audience a little break.
Sure.
We'll play a little something from Sunset Boulevard. Because it's a show about two divas, and
yes.
Sunset Boulevard is all about a diva and an aging diva. Here from, this is the original London cast, we have the great Patti LuPone with One Look.
Forgive the past. There
That was Patti LuPone with One Look from the London cast recording of Sunset Boulevard here on Backstage on WZBG, a story about a diva who is a little long in the tooth, perhaps, just a scotch, and is hell-bent on making a comeback.
On making her
comeback. And I figure it kind of ties in with Sweet Surrender.
Close-up.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. DeMille. And I figure it ties in with Sweet Surrender, which is about two divas that have arrived at a hotel, and both are established.
Yep.
It's the Palm Beach Royale.
The Palm Beach Royale. Pardon me.
Yes.
The Palm Beach Royale.
Yes.
Are there palm trees?
No, we don't have any.
Oh, should we get one?
No.
We can put it on the balcony.
No.
All right. We don't have any downstairs?
No, we don't have palm trees. And
oh,
if we get a palm tree...
Yeah?
We gotta find a place to keep it after.
Well, you get a house?
No, no. Palm trees.
Palm trees. That'd be great.
Great.
Okay, I'm gonna look for a palm tree.
Okay, you look for a palm tree.
Yeah.
It can't be a blow up one.
Excuse me.
Oh, well, there goes that idea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it can't be one of those ones with.
Because I think I have a Jimmy Buffett one that would be great for them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, that would be super.
Mm-hmm.
Run with it.
Yeah, we could go with that. That would work really good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got a message from cast member Lucia Dressel, friend of the show. Hi, Lucia.
Hi, Lucia.
Hello, Lucia Dressel.
We missed one of the members of the cast, Chanel Dupre.
Oh,
Dupre,
you're Dupre. Right. Dupre.
Dupre. Oh, yes.
We always
indeed.
Forget. Well, she's...
She's mostly in the closet.
She's in the closet.
A lot,
yeah.
She plays Dora Del Rio.
She's a gossip columnist.
Ooh.
For the Palm Beach Tatler.
Tatler, yes.
The Tatler, okay.
A very distinguished publication.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, and she's always sneaking around and...
Mm-hmm.
Getting shoved into closets.
Getting shoved into closets. And if you want to know why she gets shoved in the closet, you have to come see the show.
You can buy tickets by calling 860-417-2505.
And remember Mr. Boodles.
Mr. Boodles.
He was the one that did it. I solved the mystery.
That's it.
Oh, well, there you go. Now you don't
you
have
still
to
have to come see the show.
You
still have to come see the show. Poor
how,
Mr. Boodles.
How does a little dog do all that?
Yeah.
So four doors and a balcony. That's a pretty good size.
It's a good size set because mm-hmm. there are two bedrooms in the suite. There's a closet at the front door, and then there's the French
the
doors that go out to the balcony
and
overlooks the swimming pool where the Navy guys are jumping from their balconies into the pool.
And
when they're not lighting
over.
Fires.
Yeah, there's several fires.
Fleet Week.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
And then the Marines arrive.
And it's all Mrs. Osgood's fault because she wants to impress the boys.
Yeah.
Ed, you were a Navy man, were you?
I was a Navy man.
Okay.
Indeed.
Yep.
Yes.
And he used to jump off balconies and set fires and things.
Different
Navy. Oh, it's
wait,
not
I had
our
a
Navy.
Balcony. Have you seen the...
yes, I have. Actually, I've
the
seen
the barracks that we lived in. We called them quarters, but
yeah.
No, there were no balconies in our quarters.
A couple of years ago, Laura and I went on a cross-country trip. Mm-hmm. Took 3 months. And one of the things we did was when we got to San Diego, we saw the Midway.
Oh,
I keep wanting to say Enterprise. The USS Midway aircraft carrier, which is now a museum, mm-hmm. and he served on that.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that's how, yeah. It was the oldest active aircraft carrier at the time that I was on it.
So he was giving us like, all right, go down this stairs here and go
here. Turn right. Yeah. There you go. There's my desk.
Now, you're a fairly tall guy, Ed. I remember touring, because my grandfather was a Navy man, mm-hmm. and served on the Zellers, mm. which has long since been scuttled. But I remember seeing over at Battleship, or what do you call it, in Massachusetts there, the Navy Museum.
Not Fall River, right?
Is it Fall River? Where they've got the sub, they've got the...
I didn't even know it was up there.
Yeah, oh, really? I think
is
I
it Battleship Cove or
yes,
something like
that?
It.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
I remember seeing, what do you call them, the racks, where all the guys would sleep. My grandfather was about as, you know, if not as tall, maybe slightly taller in his youth as I am. Did you have trouble fitting in the...
So were his racks the kind that hung from the side, or were they the coffin racks, as we called them?
I mean, I'm
which
not sure.
Which is what, three?
So ours were like a little box with mm-hmm. only one way in and one way out. Like
okay,
you rolled
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so I was...
Cut
like,
a notch in a wall. And
so, yeah, and they were three high.
Yeah.
And your locker was underneath your mattress. Mm-hmm. They were about 6 feet. Maybe 6 feet 1, 6 feet 2 long.
Oh.
And I was 6'1", so yeah, my feet touched.
Barely.
Yeah, and they, you know, there was a little light next to your head, and you had a curtain you could pull for a little bit of privacy, but not really, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was a science to it. You know, if general quarters went off, the guy on the top jumped out first and stepped back, and then the guy in the middle jumped out and stepped back, and then the guy on the bottom rolled out onto the floor and then stood up.
Gotcha. And I did try to get into one of those when well, we're doing touring the thing. Well, for one thing, I'm in my 60s, so it wasn't easy then. But I got about halfway in and got totally claustrophobic.
Well, and hopefully, if you were in and you're at your age nearing 60, you're a chief petty officer by that time, and you're not sleeping in one
office.
Of those racks. You've got you're sharing a
but
a
it really was.
With,
it was like a whole
chief.
City on the water. It was amazing what they had.
6,000 people serving on those ships.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it was fun.
Although the accommodation's probably nicer at the Palm Beach Hotel.
Yes.
The setting for Sweet Surrender.
Sweet Surrender, that's right.
Coming to Phoenix Stage Company. And in honor of you two gentlemen coming to the show today, I did look up a few lousy jokes.
Oh!
Awesome.
This
that's
is
great.
Turnabout and fair play.
It's awesome.
Exactly.
That is
it only
awesome.
Took us 18 tries to get on this show before you told the joke.
You know. I wanted to ease into it. I didn't
want
to.
Yeah,
know.
Awesome. It's
that's
like,
great.
Yeah. Then we could give. I could give you the looks I usually give him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the funniest thing happened last time I took a trip and I checked into the hotel. I was there for a Twitter conference and the concierge said, "Oh, follow me."
Okay, I get it now.
Okay, it takes a second.
See that look?
Takes a second.
I forgot what Twitter was.
So. Yeah, right. Oh, because it's X.
You didn't say
now.
X. Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I forgot. It's not X.
See,
what
Bob,
else you got? Come
for,
on, come
for Bonnie Mezifer, I'm going to explain that. It's because you follow people on Twitter.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Or X.
You can look it up.
So a gentleman checks into a hotel, right? And the concierge says to him, "Well, would you prefer a room with a shower or a bath?" And the gentleman says, "Well, what's the difference?" And the concierge says, "Well, you have to stand up in the shower."
Where do you get these jokes?
Apparently the worst possible internet site.
I get it. Okay, what's the difference? You have to, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I get it now. Okay.
Yeah, it must be in the telling.
I'm just used to awkward silences.
No. So what have we learned today, folks? We've learned that Phoenix is opening a new production soon, and Eric should stick to interviewing and not stand.
You keep it up. You'll find your groove with the jokes.
Yeah,
you'll find your dad joke groove.
It can happen.
Well,
it
for does. Me, they're uncle jokes because, you know, no kids. So.
True that.
I got to tell you, Eric, I'm the worst joke teller in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't even bother.
Okay.
Yeah, I've looked at his pages with jokes, and I'm like, it's just not going to come out funny when I do it. See, his trick is, he thinks his jokes are funny.
They are funny. What's a vampire's favorite fast food?
What?
Joggers. That's funny. It's funny.
I'm a captive audience, but well, that raises an interesting question then, Tim. So as an actor, you feel like you can't tell jokes, but as an actor, how do you make comedy work?
Oh, well, that's a really
good timing.
It is all about the time. I do have good time.
Ed, how does Tim make comedy
listen,
work?
Because he's got great comedic timing, but it's also about his
reactions.
Sometimes the deadpan reaction to things that are happening on stage. And one of the great things that makes Tim awesome on stage is that he doesn't force the funny.
Mm.
You know, you can't make something funny. It either is or it isn't, right?
Right.
And so you have to let the comedy happen.
Mm.
And that's what, when I direct shows like this, that's what I tell people. Let the comedy happen. Mm. Don't force it.
Right.
You can't force funny.
A lot of people
it either is or it isn't.
A lot of people understand that the written word that comes to us has gone through so many iterations.
Mm-hmm.
To find, in this case, to find the funny, to make it a really comedy, a good show. And this is why we always tell people, don't stray from the words. The words are important.
Mm-hmm.
The order of... And do you ever remember Sunshine Boys?
Oh, it's
the
been
movie
a while.
And the movie or the play, Neil Simon's play.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the sounds that the words make and the order of the sounds and stuff
and
like
timing,
that.
And timing and reaction.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
And comedy is not easy. It's not
it's,
funny.
It's not,
I mean,
it's not
easy. Pretty, and it can be difficult.
Yeah.
And you know, you've done comedies, is that you get sometimes you get the audiences that are just smilers.
Yeah.
And that's almost comedy death, because comedy really relies on the audience response
and that energy from the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which is why I can never personally, I have trouble doing drama, because I like that instant gratification that you get from comedy.
Okay,
you know right off if your jokes are hitting, if the punchlines, the funny stuff is working. Sometimes too good.
Well, but contrary to comedy, if you're doing a good drama and you can hear a pin drop.
Yes, that's actually a good thing.
That's a good thing. You can feel the tension sometimes with a drama.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But comedy is difficult because you have to gauge the reaction of the people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But Tim is a master at timing, and he's a master at the expressions that he gives the audience at the right time. And when it's good for other performers to be on stage, you feed off of each other.
Right.
And you just kind of like flow through, and this entire cast is great with that. They're
very, very good at comedy.
With accepting what they're giving each other,
mm-hmm.
and using that energy. They're amazing. They're very, very good. Lucia is also very good at that.
Oh,
her timing with Splendid, Get Out.
Yes.
The timing of that is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And what's nice about this show is, yes, we do have some new people, but I've known Lucia for over 20 years. I've known John for over 20 years. I've known Chrissy for over 20 years. Heather for close to 10. We've worked on stage together in several occasions, and it's always fun to get people that enjoy each other's company on stage to do a comedy of this sort. You really have a good time with it.
There you go. And the audience is going to have a great time. It's Sweet Surrender, coming to Phoenix Stage Company in scenic Oakville, Connecticut, opening on May 4th, running through May 18th. You can get tickets at phoenixstagecompany.org or call the box office.
860-417-2505.
Hey, I got 30% of it down now.
Okay, that's good.
That's true.
That's as far as it's going to go.
And it's 9:33. The time is flying. So we're going to pause for a quick word, and then we will come back, and we will talk about the buzz.
I thought mixing bleach with my floor cleaner would take the stain out.
When my youngest ate the dog's medicine, that was a new one.
I was trying to protect my garden, but I accidentally sprayed myself with pesticide.
So I called 1-800-222-1222, the poison helpline.
A poison expert helped me figure out what to do next.
I was connected to someone who spoke Spanish.
They answered my questions.
It was free.
It was confidential.
It was real help in real time.
Keep the poison experts in your pocket. 1-800-222-1222.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 What's the buzz?
All right, let's talk about what's going on in the theater world, shall we? The mic was off, don't worry. First up, performances. Goshen Players are opening their production. Oh, that was too loud. Goshen Players are opening their production of 9 to 5 tonight. That's going to run through May 12th. I saw their invited guest dress rehearsal on Thursday. It is a great time. Check it out. Go to goshenplayers.org. There are not many tickets available, so make sure if you're interested, you get them sooner rather than later. Landmark Community Theater is in the middle of their run of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. That's running now through May 5th. You can get tickets at landmarkcommunitytheater.org. As we've been talking about here this morning, Phoenix Stage Company is putting on Sweet Surrender. That's running May 4th to May 18th. You can go to phoenixstagecompany.org or call the box office.
860-417-2505.
They didn't realize I was throwing it to them. That's my fault. TheaterWorks New Milford is running a production of Betty's Summer Vacation. That's going to be running June 13th through July 6th. You can go to theaterworks.us for tickets and info. And the Warner Theater will be putting on School of Rock the Musical. That'll be August 3rd through August 11th. You can check out warnertheater.org for tickets and other information. Two auditions to mention. TheaterWorks New Milford is hosting auditions for Betty's Summer Vacation. Those will be April 28th from 3 to 5 p.m. and April 29th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at TheaterWorks over in New Milford. Check out theaterworks.us for more on that. And the Warner Theater is having auditions for School of Rock. They're doing children's auditions June 2nd from 1 to 6 and June 3rd from 6 to 7. And adult auditions will be June 2nd from 7 to 9 and June 3rd from 7 to 9. Those are by appointment only. Go to warnertheater.org to schedule an appointment. And that is the buzz for this morning. We're going to pause for a quick word from a sponsor, and then we'll be back with more Backstage here on WZBG.
Tumble out of bed and stumble over to Goshen Players to see 9 to 5 the Musical, an outrageously funny tale of friendship and revenge.
I'm Violet.
I'm Judy.
And I'm Doralee. We're three co-workers who concoct a plan to get even with our despicable boss.
Our plan doesn't go exactly as expected.
And in a hilarious turn of events, we end up living out our wildest fantasies.
Based on the 1980 hit movie with a score by the queen of country music, Dolly Parton, 9 to 5 the Musical is the most fun you'll have at the theater all year.
Goshen Players presents 9 to 5 the Musical. 3 weekends, April 27th through May 12th.
All tickets are $27 and can be reserved at goshenplayers.org.
Tickets are going fast, so be sure to reserve yours today at goshenplayers.org. That's goshenplayers.org.
And we're back here on Backstage on WZBG talking with Ed Bassett and Tim Phillips from Phoenix Stage Company all about Sweet Surrender, the farce comedy that's going to be opening next weekend and running through the 18th. You guys like your comedies over there at Phoenix. You enjoy a good side splitter.
We like them. They're fun. And
that last
our
show
audience really likes
really
them
loved.
A lot.
Mm. They love farce.
You know, we our play selection committee is busy at work for the next season. So they're selecting three comedies and three dramas.
Okay.
And then they come into the main office and we decide if we're doing four, five, or six, you know. And I threw them a twist this year and said that next year we're doing the Year of the Woman Playwright.
Oh.
So they have to be all female playwrights.
Interesting.
So that's an interesting twist for them. So they're having fun with that. And we find we have an audience for both drama and comedy.
Oh, sure.
But especially this time of year, when we're coming out of winter, comedies are really
essential.
This is normally the time around when we do our romantic comedies.
Gotcha.
And that's why we had The Legend of Georgia McBride on our schedule originally. But we had some difficulty with auditions. We didn't get quite the right people for the right roles. Mm-hmm. So we decided to push that back, and we brought Sweet Surrender in.
There you go.
And Sweet Surrender, when we did it in Naugatuck, it was quite a while ago.
13 years ago.
But you were in it. You were doing the role I'm doing now.
I was Mr. Dunlap at that time. It was directed by Donna Storms.
Oh, yes. God rest her soul. She was a great comedy director. Mm-hmm. And I just remember watching this and just side-splitting laughter. It's just... it's not just the lines, it's the reactions and the actions that happen and the door slamming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It was reminiscent of like a Marx Brothers kind of movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the audience is really going to have a good time with this one.
You know, it's funny. If you're a theater nerd like I am, you know, you see how things kind of evolve over time, the way that shows are constructed, the way that people perform roles and things like that. I think there's always going to be a space for a good old-fashioned farce,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, ridiculous kind of a movie.
Sure.
Or play, excuse me.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to leave smarter.
No, that's for sure.
But you'll leave a little bit lighter because you'll laugh some of your stress away.
Exactly.
I mean, why do you think sitcoms were always so popular? Because you didn't have to think.
Mm-hmm.
You could just sit there and enjoy it. And that's what this kind of play is. You're not going to have to worry about anything or just think about anything.
Yeah, the plot's not too thick with this one.
No, just the actors.
It's pretty simple. The staff, as they say.
The staff, yes.
What about the they're out in the
horror. The walls are thick.
The doors are thick.
The doors are thick.
But what about the staff?
They're even thicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not my line, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just outside the door, actually.
Yeah, you're outside the door. You're one of the thick staff.
Yeah. Mm. But it's a fun show. And people are going to... There's a lot of stuff there.
Now, I know a lot of times with farces, there's quite a bit of business with props and things.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a kind of a prop?
Yes, this
heavy?
Is. There are 4 dozen white roses.
Oh, my.
And then there's a bundle of red roses. And there's a lot of bottles and...
And Mr. Boodles.
And Mr. Boodles. Mr. Boodles gets handed off quite frequently.
Yes.
Okay. For walkies.
For walkies.
Of course.
And then he gets a headache and he needs aspirin.
But she gives him gin instead.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're giving stuff away, Tim.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
But don't look at Mr. Boodles when he's doing...
He's very sensitive.
He's very sensitive, so don't look at him when he's doing his business.
Yeah, he's very sensitive. Yes. Yeah.
And I would also probably think that we want to say, you know, it's not a good idea to give human medication to your pets.
Well, it was 1942 and you know.
They didn't know any better.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Before seatbelts were mandatory in cars.
Now we're going to have to put a disclaimer now in the
program. No animals were harmed in the making of this show. Only actors. Well, no one was hurt because Rob Rushnovsky came in as our fight choreographer, and we call him Captain Safety.
And he took care of everything.
And so he choreographed everything, and it was awesome.
Yeah, he is one of the go-to guys around here for that kind of stuff.
He is.
He's brilliant.
I've had the pleasure of I didn't work directly with him, but he was fight choreographer for a couple of things that I was in. I had nothing to do with it. But yeah, he is meticulous. He is detail oriented. He is all about safety.
Yeah,
and
he's great.
Always comes off really well.
Yes, absolutely, it does.
I worked with him years ago when I first got to know him, and I had him come in. I was directing in New Britain, Little Shop of Horrors,
mm-hmm.
and the dentist slaps Audrey, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be real.
Mm.
So I brought Rob in, and he taught these two people how to give a slap and take a slap,
mm-hmm.
with everything that goes with it. There were gasps in the audience when it happened. I'm like, yes! Because no one's hurt.
Right.
And it's totally, totally safe. But Rob makes it work, and he's so good at structuring everything according to the person.
Mm-hmm.
He tells you right off the bat, I'm never going to make you do anything you're not comfortable with.
Right.
Because that's the first thing. You have to be comfortable with whatever we end up doing.
Yeah.
And, boy, our people took to him like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I'm also incredibly jealous of his hair. A, that he has the patience, but B, it flows, it shines.
Yeah,
Oh, but you know what?
What?
Last night, because we went with my wife and Rob and Tori and Ed, we all went to see the Golden Girls drag show.
Mm.
And I looked at Rob, I had dinner with Rob ahead of time, like, he's starting to get gray hair and his beard.
Stop, Timothy. You have no room to talk.
You have
nothing with pigment your head or face.
I've been like that since high school, so it's okay.
Happens to the best of us.
But yeah, they're approaching a big. They're both approaching a big.
Don't talk about other people's birthdays on the radio.
Why not?
You don't give ages
yours is
on the radio.
Up.
Yeah,
you want to talk about yours?
I'm going to be 60.
See, no.
Yeah, 60.
You don't look it.
Oh well, thank you. I know I look 70. Yeah, so. I feel 80.
So, yeah, especially when the first thing in the morning. Yeah,
yeah, these early radio shows. You gotta start roping some unsuspecting cast members.
Now, listen, it doesn't matter what time I'm getting out of bed. I still got to roll onto my knees first. Roll off the bed, fall onto the floor, find something to help me up. You know, so
it's like it's when you get up in the morning and you go to the bathroom and look in the mirror and you see your father.
Yeah, I absolutely see my dad.
And
yeah.
That just killed. Yeah. I just look in the mirror.
It's
and
all
I just
the years of building sets and climbing ladders. You know, we're not kind to ourselves in community theater.
No.
And
because this stuff has to be done.
Yeah, you know, if I had worn a back brace doing all this stuff years ago, my back wouldn't be in the condition that it's in. And
right.
So it's okay because I still climb the ladders. We're still going to hang doors and do stuff when we leave here.
And paint
you know,
the sets.
So yeah, we're you know we're picking
it's community
up
community theater.
We're picking up paint and doing all of that stuff. And yeah, so when the cast walks in tomorrow, they'll have something other than patchwork walls,
yes.
And they'll be doors in the holes.
But we talk about this all the time. We're a 100%
volunteer
organization.
Yeah.
So it's people like us that are putting the sets together. And we talk about this also all the time. For every single person on stage,
there are four that you don't see working on that production.
Yeah.
You know, for everything from marketing to hemming pants to writing light cues and slopping paint and hanging
ushers
curtains.
And
all
and
of them. Yeah.
People
so
working backstage. And
for all the listeners out there, if you don't want to be on stage, consider helping backstage. Consider helping before the show. There's so much that has to happen before the show. I think the set dressers are some of the most important people.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Because you have to decorate that set in such a way that it fits the show. So
mm-hmm.
if it's a hoarder's home, you have to decorate it that way.
Yes.
If it's a period home, you have to look at whatever was done. So there's a lot of research that goes into it. There's a lot of all of that. What kind of wallpaper did they have? What color paints did they use?
Yeah.
And I know that to some people that might not be important, but when you're trying to create that overall image. So
yeah.
Theaters need help. They need people to come in and do these kinds of things. And we pay with pizza
and
beer
popcorn.
And popcorn yep. and water. And yeah, so...
But you know,
yeah,
when you walk
help.
In and you look at a set
mm-hmm.
and it's gorgeous and everything is right, it puts you in the right mood right
yes.
off the bat to start. If you walk in and see a set that's kind of slapdash together, you're like, I hope the acting is better than the set is.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, some people have restrictions, and I understand that.
Sure.
If they're renting a space and they can't really build a total set, you do the best you can with what you have.
Right.
But, I mean, we're fortunate that we have this wonderful space in Oakville, and we can build these kind of sets. And we, over the years... You guys have constructed some incredible sets.
Well, we have fun with it.
Yeah.
And it is, again,
trying to think outside the box.
Creating
yeah.
that vision. So,
yeah.
you know, we welcome help. We welcome people to come in. Prop masters,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
someone who gathers the props before the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's research that's involved in that, too. And it's a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
I think that all being said, I don't think I'm going to get my inflatable palm tree into the show. I'm really kind of bummed.
Well,
maybe I'll put it back
for home.
That's true. That's true. Or downstairs in the green room. I'll have it in the green room.
you're the one who always yells at me that there's too much stuff in the green room.
Well, now we're going to get a palm tree.
Well, while we let Ed and Tim settle this little minor dispute.
Then we get rid of your basketball machine.
Oh, fine.
We'll pause for another song break and then come back and talk weather and talk more about Sweet Surrender coming to the Phoenix Stage Company in Oakville, Connecticut, opening May 4th, running through May 18th. You can go to phoenixstagecompany.org or call the box office.
860-417-2505.
There you go. And for our next number here, I got a little something from a fairly recent musical. This is from War Paint, which was a telling of the rivalry between Helena Rubinstein and Elizabeth Arden.
Oh.
Featuring it's another Patti LuPone song, actually, but it's also got Christine Ebersole.
Okay.
Patti LuPone plays Helena Rubinstein. Christine Ebersole plays Elizabeth Arden?
Yes.
Yes. And this is the two of them. It's sort of like a dueling soliloquy kind of a thing. This is called Face to Face.
Ever escape my shadow, still attached as we always were, my nemesis and my lifelong rival. Now we're fighting the world for survival. appreciate my case. Reveal what's real beneath the war paint. Just us two, talking face to face. Why endeavor to end the standoff? I have nothing to learn from her. She, my enemy and my would-be equal, dueling actresses in our empty sequel. Though if only we could pool our knowledge, make an armistice and hold the fort in place, with chaos raining down upon us, could we reach beyond the mirror, time and space, and wipe away the mask of makeup? Just us two, talking face to face. Does she ever stare through empty, awake and lonely regret, how we came to share each other's one and only? Does she know how good I think she is, enough to gold me? Or get how I overcame the obstacles life showed me? Or why I moved mountains?
Or why I crossed oceans? Or poured my ambitions above my emotions? The day I decided I would live the life life owed me. Owed me. Which perfume does she prefer?
Could we possibly ever bridge the distance?
Fight united for once in coexistence.
For too often and too many offenses, too competitive to let her win the race.
We cling to our instinctive grudges
like two horses. An endless steeple chase.
Oh, wipe away the mask of makeup.
Just to talk,
not to spar.
Man to man,
queen to queen, on a par. In our fall from grace, as we are, star to star.
That was Face to Face from War Paint, the original Broadway cast recording here on Backstage on WZBG. And it's 9:52. We should really try to squeeze in the weather before we run out of time. Tim, I think you drew the short straw.
Okay. Is it chilly now? I don't think so.
No.
Okay. So expect mainly sunny skies with clouds mixing during the afternoon. Highs in the 60s. Tonight's going to be some a little bit of clouds, some scattered showers, lows in the 30s and 40s. Sunday, any showers are going to clear out in the morning, followed by a mix of sun and clouds. It's going to be a nice day, so naturally we're going to be in the theater. Sunday night, a few clouds, dry. Monday is going to be a gorgeous day, of course, because you have to go back to work. Beautiful weather with sunshine, some clouds, nice temperatures, highs in the mid-70s. A little bit cloudy on Tuesday, some possible rain, 60 to 65. And Wednesday, back to sunny skies, nice weather. It's getting to be that time of year again when everything's nice outside.
Yeah, it's about 52 degrees here at our WZBG studios in Litchfield. The plants are starting to bud a little bit.
Oh, it's lovely. Allergies are coming back.
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, hey, I want to give a quick shout out
sure.
to you, Eric, because I don't think we have...
I was going to say the same thing.
I don't think we've seen you since the Christmas season. And we got to see, you got to see it too, right? Mm. All is Calm.
Oh.
An absolutely brilliant, brilliant performance. You had a cast of all stars in there, and you were one of them. And spellbound. Absolutely, yeah, it was spellbound.
Brilliant. Thank
you. So
thank you very much.
It's a great concept, and it was just
beautifully done, well directed, beautifully lit.
Was that Sharon everything. That directed
Sharon
that?
That was Sharon Hauchter.
Yeah. Just amazing.
It was a beautiful show.
Just
an
amazing
beautiful
show. So shout out to you.
But also, thank you for everything that you and ZBG do for community theater in our area.
Yeah, we really need
I don't think you get enough credit for what you do.
Yes,
you
know, inviting us back is
a service that is, you know, just invaluable to us.
I'm happy to do it. I love theater. I enjoy doing theater. I enjoy seeing theater. For the opportunity to help promote and keep it alive, I'm always thrilled with. So.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
for
and
us.
A quick shout out to everyone that supported us and the other nonprofits during Give Local that happened earlier this week. We appreciate everyone's support.
Well, over $2 million total.
Oh, wow.
Not for us. We didn't raise $2 million.
If only.
Yeah. But we are going to be starting a campaign to raise some money to purchase our building. And we're going to name things after people.
Yeah,
you can have a plaque above the urinal if you really want it.
Yeah. I was thinking I'd like something in the bathroom.
So everyone will always think of you.
And I told them I'd put them in Braille, too.
They kind of do anyway. You know? But. It's the weirdest thing. I always think of you when I'm.
We do. We really appreciate everyone's support during the really important donation time.
Yeah.
For Give Local.
And it's, you know, things are so. Everybody's feeling the pinch at the wallet,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
everybody.
Cost of living is always on the rise. It never really comes down. And if you want to go see professional theater, absolutely. Go see professional theater.
Yes.
It's there's nothing like it. You know,
right.
The amount of money they can throw at a production and the people they can tap to do things. But you can get quality entertainment, quality theatrical productions at a fraction of the cost.
And I have to tell you, we're spoiled because this corridor has an amazing amount of talent.
Western Connecticut.
And, you know, I've seen community theater all over the country, and it ain't always like this.
No,
you know, so the talent in our region, in the northwest corner of Connecticut and down the Naugatuck Valley, is absolutely stupendous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are some really great theater groups to be involved with. So get out there and support community theater. You know, sew on some buttons, paint some sets, become a set dresser.
Buy some tickets.
Buy some tickets. You know? It's really important. You know, Phoenix Stage Company, I think 96% of our budget is dependent on ticket sales, which is unheard of. But it's kind of where we are at this point right now.
But a lot of theaters are like that, too.
We're on our upward turn coming back from the shutdown, and we're really happy. And we have exciting stuff coming up. Pocket Shakespeare is coming up for us.
Oh, Pocket Shakespeare.
Pocket Shakespeare in August. So this year they're doing Richard III and Twelfth Night. So they do each of those shows in 30 minutes.
Mm.
And we're doing it this year at the theater for 2 weekends because it's always been really successful for us. It's really great. On June 29th, Casey Ross is heading up a committee, and we're participating in Waterbury Pride for the first time. So thank you, Casey, for heading that up. And we just have a lot of great, exciting things going on, with our partners. And we're just super, super excited.
We bring the community to community theater.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the nice things about organizations like Phoenix Stage. It's you go there, you see people you know. You meet new people, too, but you see people you know. It's friendly, it's welcoming. And
it feels like home.
Yeah.
And on the weekend of June 22nd and 23rd, we're thinning out our costume stock. We have hundreds and hundreds of costumes, hats, wigs.
Everything.
Just everything. And so we're bringing stuff down to the stage, and we're having a costume grab. So on Saturday the 22nd from 9 to noon, we're inviting schools and nonprofit theaters that are 100% volunteer.
Uh-huh.
So if out there, if anyone's listening, if your school has a theater program and you'd like to come and grab some costumes, we're giving them away for free. We have hundreds of tuxedos, men's suits, hats. I have the entire show Civil War I have the costumes from Arabesque
and
thinning those out as well, and so I have full shows available that people can just, we'd like to support the schools, and we just don't have room
for
them anymore. So
the
best thing that we can do is support other theater programs, and so if you know of a school that has a program and they'd like to come in and grab some costume stuff, you can have them contact the theater, info@phoenixstagecompany.org, or call 860-417-2505.
860.
417-2505.
There you go.
We'd love to support your program.
And that's probably going to do it for us. We're right up on it. So Ed and Tim, thank you guys so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. We only had what, 3?
I don't get up early for nobody but you, Eric.
Oh. I don't either.
You know, that makes that warm. If I, you know, my students would say if I had a heart, it would be warm.
And apologies to Chanel Dupre for leaving her off that list to begin with.
She's out the door banging on the window. Yeah. Right now, saying, what about me?
Yeah, she's amazing in this show too.
She is. We have fun.
You got an all-star cast and a great director, great facility over at Phoenix there in Oakville, Connecticut. And it's going to be worth checking out. It's Phoenix Stage Company presenting Sweet Surrender, opening May 4th, running through May 18th, phoenixstagecompany.org, or call
860-417-2505.
Don't forget, there is the special discount code
Mr. Boodles.
Capital M, capital B, everything else lowercase, no spaces. That's it for us here on Backstage. Have a great week, everybody.
WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington, Litchfield County's favorite.